You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Recently, the World Health Organization, WHO, Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus declared mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, a global health emergency for the second year in a row. This follows the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, experience its largest outbreak of the disease ever recorded, which has resulted in tens of thousands of infections. I spoke to Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland, Mark Thomas, about mpox and what this means for the country. I start off by asking him if we should be concerned about this outbreak in New Zealand.
Well, it's mostly a concern for people in the Congo, actually, and in surrounding countries where they're getting sick and significant numbers are dying. And I think what the WHO is calling for is a greater effort to try and bring the outbreak in the Congo and in a number of adjacent countries under control. And if they can do that, that will be a great thing for those people, and it will also reduce the threat of spread to other parts of the world. At the moment, I don't think it's a great threat for New Zealand. There will be cases that pop up in other parts of the world as a result of people who have travelled to the Congo or adjacent areas, or who've come from the Congo to other parts of the world, spreading the disease with them. But mostly it's a disease that, when it's recognised, can be not in the Western world, usually doesn't cause death, can cause significant other problems, doesn't usually kill people, and can be prevented from spreading by relatively simple infection control procedures, isolation, and sometimes treatment or vaccination of contacts. So I don't think it's a great immediate concern for us in New Zealand. If in 2 or 3 weeks' time, or a month's time, or 2 months' time, there's lots of it in the developed world, then I think it's likely that it will eventually turn up here, as it has in the past, and will likely be brought under control as it was previously.
The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, following the continent's first confirmed case of the new strain of mpox in Sweden, has raised the threat of contracting the disease from very low to low. Should New Zealand be doing the same?
Well, they've got a person in Sweden with the disease, so that if we are very low now, then I think we should stay very low. We're probably not even giving it a classification on a low, very low, or infinitesimally small risk at the moment. I don't think we need to do anything at the moment except to review what we'll do if we do have a case diagnosed here, and make sure that we're prepared to manage people and their contacts.
Mpox is split into two variants, the endemic clade 2, which saw a 2022 outbreak resulting in 42 infections as of the 2nd of February 2023, according to Te Whatu Health New Zealand, and clade 1B, the newer, more prominent clade, and what is perceived to be the more dangerous of the two. What makes clade 1B more concerning?
Clade 1B is the, clade 1 is the group of this mpox virus that typically causes disease in Congo and other adjacent Central African countries. And in the Congo, in past outbreaks over some decades, the death rate has been around about 10%. The other clade, or other family of the same mpox type of virus, is centred on West African countries, Nigeria, for instance. And in Africa, the rate of death from disease caused by that West African clade is about 1 or 2%. So in Africa, at least, the clade 1 more commonly causes death than the clade 2. And it's from the Congo that the current spread to Sweden and other countries has occurred, with viruses that will almost certainly be clade 1. And as you say, a new sub-classification of clade 1, clade 1B. And so it's a clade that in Africa, at least, has caused a higher proportion of deaths in people who get sick with it than the other clade from West Africa near Nigeria has caused. And so it's likely that it'll cause more severe disease, possibly spread more rapidly or more easily from person to person than the clade that caused the disease in 2022, 2023, which was originated from West Africa, Nigeria, and which didn't cause death in large numbers in people in the Western world.
For any New Zealander who may have been in the DRC or any country where mpox clade 1 is experiencing an outbreak, who suspects they have been infected, what should they do?
I think they should get in touch with their normal health practitioner and state their concerns to them, and ask the help of that person to see whether there's anything that should be done. If they have a history while they were in the Congo or an adjacent country of being in contact with someone who they knew then or have heard since has monkeypox, then they should be considering whether they should get a vaccination. And their doctor, through contact with the Ministry of Health, would be able to organise that.
That was Associate Professor of Infectious Diseases in the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland, Mark Thomas, about mpox, its new strain, and whether we should take precaution here in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.